Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switch2wowbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrew Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, testing.
Are we on?
Talking to, let me see.
Are we up and running?
Your mic, I don't know if it's picking you up. You go.
Hello?
Hello? Go again.
Hello? I mean, either
hello.
It is or it isn't.
It's like Meisner. Hello?
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 How you?
Hey, you.
Welcome to another episode of My Wife Hates Me podcast, taped live in our dining room in Hillsboro.
Taped live? How else would you tape stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right. Taped in our dining room in Hillsboro, overlooking the beautiful swimming pool.
It's not so beautiful this year.
You know, it's ridiculous that I pay $354 a month in
maintenance.
$354 fucking dollars a month in maintenance, and they don't do maintenance. The pool is dirty. The filters are broken. They have months to get it ready. Okay, so why should I have to pay? And how do you argue with the take it to the condo board? Do you think I ever would go to one of those fucking meetings?
No.
The condo board?
No.
They're the ones who vote to raise the goddamn maintenance. What kind of fucking dirt? You know what? It's fixed. Because who would sit there if they're condo owners and sit in a meeting and go, yeah, let's pay more?
Yeah, we should pay more.
Every year they go, well, you have to pay, you know, there's extra for snow removal. Well, there's fucking snow removal every year.
Well, they
year.
Say the years that there's a lot of snow, they go, well, not, you know.
Well, there wasn't a lot of snow this year.
I know,
year.
But then the years that there's not a lot of snow, they don't give any money back. They just keep raising it.
They raise it every year. They're fucking, it's really driving me nuts because who, what do you do? I'm going to move. When I get enough money to buy a place, I'm moving. That's all I'm saying. I don't know where you're going, Bonnie, but I'm moving.
Oh.
What are you going to do? Are you going to come along or stay?
When?
When I said I get enough money.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I guess I'll come with you. What do you want? What, is this like a weird, like, we're redoing our wedding vows or something?
No, I mean, I'm just saying it's time to move on.
Why wouldn't I go with you?
Some people move on in life and some don't. Some stay stagnant.
How you're telling me you want to leave me?
No.
Are you just giving me a heads up? When I get enough money, I'm going to leave you?
No. I'm just saying I'm moving on in life. If you want to come.
I do want to come.
There's the opportunity. The opportunity will arise when I make enough money.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want to thank.
I hear that.
Who do we want to thank this week for last week?
I don't know, but we don't need to thank people.
Yeah. Who? You always need to thank people. People that
I
give
didn't
you...
get paid yet from Toronto, I just realized.
Neither did I.
Well, how do you do that? Like, now we've left the country. He's smart. He's like, yeah, go ahead, leave the country.
Weren't we supposed to get an email on Tuesday?
Some email payment.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know, but now I'm starting to think it's shady. Some shady shit going on.
We didn't get paid for New Hope yet, Pennsylvania, when we did our show there, which was a cool little room.
I don't even remember it.
New Hope, you don't remember when we went to and had Mexican food?
Mm. Right.
You got
right.
Where else haven't we got paid from? People just don't want to pay us. How can I pay my maintenance fee if people aren't paying us? You know
New
what I mean?
Hope. What did that room look like? I don't remember.
Was that little, it looked like there was a piano on the stage. It was a little jazz type
room.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
It was nice.
Oh, yes.
I kind of liked it.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yes,
Sunday.
It was. It was Sunday and Memorial weekend. So, yeah, we were in, Bonnie was in Toronto Friday and Saturday, and I was there Sunday.
And we didn't see each other.
Not at all.
Like ships in the night.
And we both got reviewed. Our comedy both got reviewed.
Boy. Oh,
I got reviewed. And, you know, I didn't know I was being reviewed. And
well, she sits in the front.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask her what she does.
I talked to her, and I didn't know she was a reviewer. I said, she was 18. I said, why are you here by yourself? I made fun of her a bit, as I am wont to do. And it was funny. And then I said, what do you do? And then she was like, I review comedy. And I was like, an 18-year-old fucking then I started really.
Well, I would have
trashing her. But I said, it's not your fault. It's the person who hired you. Like, who hires an 18-year-old to review? You know, I'm a grown. I'm a grown ass woman. I birthed a baby. Okay, and you're going to review me? But also, she's not old enough to drink, which is a huge part of enjoying comedy.
No, a good reviewer, I think, has to have a little life experience. And she's probably reviewing.
She's just intellectually reviewing.
Yeah.
She's not emotionally reviewing.
No, and I. Here's what
that I'm said, saying. I got a good review.
Bonnie got a good review. I got a semi-good review. And I can't trash an 18-year-old because I think it's great that somebody 18 is getting this involved in comedy, has a passion for comedy, and starting to learn comedy. But an 18-year-old doesn't know the psychology
That's
of comedy.
I said. Yeah.
Hold on.
You gotta.
Go and talk.
Why? You don't yell at people. Talk.
I didn't yell.
Yeah, you're like go talk. It's not a nice thing. You shouldn't put gum in your mouth.
Okay, it's gone. I took it out. Take it out. It's gone.
You stop lying. You don't say I took it out when you put it in your upper lip. That's a lie.
But they didn't know that until you can't tell it's in my upper lip right now.
Yeah, but why are you lying to them either? Why are you lying to anyone?
Because we've been lying throughout this podcast.
We lie about?
We've never lied.
I didn't. You mean like the other episodes?
Yeah, we've never lied in any other episodes.
We don't lie too often. We don't have we're not.
We don't
really
have that luxury.
We're not that capable of it.
All right, let me get back to this young girl. Now,
we're not really married. There, I said it.
I said that already. Didn't you hear me say it?
Wait, just now?
Yeah, in the beginning we lied.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Okay. I know we don't pay attention to each other. One of the things when I walked into the... well, here's the... You know...
Finish your sentence.
She reviewed the whole show
of
mine. Now,
what can you say where the review is? Can you send people to the review?
No, I mean, I don't want to. I don't know. It wasn't the best review, but it wasn't the worst. She reviewed my whole show, and she started off doing the whole show instead of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because look, I don't care who's before me. I didn't put that together. Now, whether you like them or not, but if you're reviewing my pictures up there, so I should be the one you're reviewing. Now, the first thing I do when I go into a comedy club, or not the first thing, but one of the things I do is I look at the lighting. I don't like, I don't like to be totally,
you don't want to be in the dark. You want to see the audience.
I want to see the audience.
And
I
in
like
order to be
going,
able to see the audience, you,
have to turn
you need
the, lights
the
up.
House lights up a bit because when the house lights are down and the light is just in your eyes,
you're blind.
Can't see.
And it's not because of any type of crowd work or what's going on. It's because I feel disoriented when I can't see. It feels like I'm just talking into
the abyss.
Dark,
I like that.
It feels like I'm talking to a dark hole, you know, or you know what I mean? So I like to see.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, this is going great. And then I got off stage and I'm like, oh, I didn't know there was that many people here.
See, I need to I need to see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things
in the review
the audience was too lit. Well, I mean, but who cares? Sometimes there are shows in completely all lit. I've done private events and banquets and in clubs where it's completely lit. So lighting in a comedy review shouldn't even be brought up.
Mm-hmm.
What is that has nothing to do with anything.
She said the audience was awkwardly lit or something.
Yeah, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
That's maybe your opinion. You don't like to sit.
That is kind of what she does, is share her opinion.
No, but I'm saying, but it's not awkwardly lit. It's not awkwardly lit. It's how I want it.
Mm.
Okay. So, right there. But, okay. Now, she said there were parts of my show that I guess didn't get laughs and some did. You know, and of course, yeah. I'm not going to.
As is everyone said.
Everybody said. But there are certain things I say. You know, there's certain times you do bits for the comics and for the audience or for both. You know what I mean? Like, I know there was just one bit I do that's not going to get laughs, but I fucking love doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and it is. It does make the audience feel uncomfortable and awkward, you know.
Well, she did say there was uncomfortable parts in the show, but she didn't necessarily mean your set. She said your openers weren't good. So I think she was talking about it was an uneven show, not your show, but the entire show.
Oh, I don't know. See, that's where she didn't come across.
But
specific enough.
If in fact she felt there was parts of the show that were awkward, then I also think she's not a good comedy fan. Because actually, especially in the last 5 years, that's been
Sorry. Go ahead.
That's been the trend of comedy, is awkward comedy. It's like, you know, like if you watch a lot of the shows, The Office or Parks and Rec, those kind of shows. I mean, that's Ricky Gervais a lot. Like that's that's their whole thing, is the awkward pause is what's funny, the awkwardness. So she's saying like, oh, that's like kind of awkward. It's like, well, that's
good.
That's part of comedy. That's what it is.
Yeah, you don't want it to be sit there and be, oh, you know, so smooth and so planned out.
Right.
Okay. Now.
Well, because she wrote a review also of Jen Kirkman, by the way, that's of her special. Because I read some of her reviews to just see what she was doing. And she basically said that Jen Kirkman's special, she didn't, she was all at the same intensity. So she doesn't like that either. If it's
the
all
the same level.
Yeah.
The same level.
So
well, okay.
You can't win with this 18-year-old critic.
Oh my goodness.
But first of all, I mean, come on. An 18-year-old critic, you should just write off right there. I mean, I was like,
I know. But I didn't know when I asked in the audience, I go, you know, how old are you? And she said 18. I did a, you know, tight pussy joke about her. You know, it's as tight as a whatever. So that could have turned her off a little, you know, that I talked about her pussy. You know, that I, that usually does turn writers off to some extent. So, and I look, the fact that she's 18 and doing this is kind of cool because I know
you're,
what my
see,
no.
You can't have a conversation with you because you're just all over the place.
No,
you're
I'm like, not all over. I'm saying what great. She did wrong and what she did right. You can't
it's
say
great that she's
no,
doing
no,
it.
No, you can't say
that would be great if she was doing it for her school paper.
You don't think
no,
there's
I don't
good
think...
and bad points in a person who's 18 that writes a review? Yes. She doesn't know enough about life. Yes. She has her 18-year-old point of view. Okay, but the positive
yeah,
stuff
but
is...
they should put a disclaimer when you're reading it on that website that says, this reviewer is 18 years old. Not like... Okay.
You know, I'm
because when you're reading it, you don't know. You just think like, oh, this is like you just imagine some.
Well,
if know,
it if
did, middle-aged like
said,
fat guy.
If it was somebody like that, I remember I was in doing a show once and it was a reviewer there, and I fucking trashed him. It was fucking brutal how bad I trashed him, and he gave me a bad review. Of course, but it was in the moment. In the moment, it was so fucking funny at the time.
Well, I was trashing her, knowing she was probably going to write a shitty review about me. But it was funny what I was saying. It wasn't like, you know, whatever. And the other thing was is that I didn't care because it's like, really? I mean, what could she possibly? I mean, how many hits could this thing really? Unless I retweet it, it's like nobody's really going to see it.
Nobody sent it. Now, I did one thing.
Like, nobody's commented on it, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
She said my
cares?
Crowd work... She liked the crowd work. She said my material... Some of my material was easy setups where the punchlines went dark.
Yeah.
Like, but that's what but you're that, supposed
that
to
not,
do.
Yeah, but that might not necessarily be a negative thing. She might not be saying that's negative.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what Sarah Silverman's whole shtick is.
Yeah, you do...
You do a sincere setup and you do a twisty punchline.
And I did one improv thing because I was rushed off. I was rushed off because there was an improv group going on, you know, at the space after me. So I had to kind of wrap it up early.
She said that was hilarious.
Yeah,
what you did.
She said it was easy but funny. Easy but
simple.
Simple.
She said it was simple but funny. That's not a negative.
Yeah, it was simple.
Simple but hilarious. She said. Yeah, well, which yeah. I'm sorry, but I wish someone would just review me like that. Simple but hilarious. That's all I want.
It was very fun, the improv thing. Anyhow, the club was cool. And what made me think of this is we haven't gotten paid yet. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to.
I'm gonna have to send
an email. But keep up the good work, 18-year-old. I don't know her name, and. You know, by the time she's 25, 27, she might be some great reviewer for the New York Times or
now.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes. I think so. I
don't
she's
have any hope
way.
For anybody. No.
I do.
She'll get
I
married,
do.
Start pumping out kids.
Nope.
Won't have a career at all.
She's going to be fine. She's going to be fine. The 18-year-old girl in Toronto is going to be fine.
Should I do this?
What?
Some guy sent us a link to a stand-up to review.
Okay, I have to see it. Can you face it so I could see it somehow?
Yeah.
Why do people do this?
I don't
Why
know.
Do they send us links to review? Can I tell you one thing before? All right, now let's look at it. Milwaukee's Comedy Cafe. Oh, that was it. I did that about 20-something years ago. It's a good club.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, hold on. What's his name?
Wait, what's his name? Tavares Smith.
Tavares.
What a terrible name.
Tavares Smith.
That's
and look
bad.
At the guy. Wait, look at the guy. Oh, brings him up. He's wearing a vest. Okay.
Oh, he's a black guy.
Tavares. Right. What do you think he was? Turn it up.
He's got anxiety problems.
Hit pause.
That was his first little setup joke.
Well, he said he has anxiety.
Couldn't find parking. He had a show. After 5 minutes, he couldn't find parking, so he went home.
That's what someone with anxiety might do.
Okay.
Did what? Then I kicked my dog.
I kicked my dog in the ribs. I'm just kidding. I have a cat, but I don't get it.
He went home. Because he had anxiety and he turned around.
I know, but why is that the joke?
He walked in and he kicked his dog in the ribs.
I will say this. He's wearing a white t-shirt. Very cash.
Yeah.
And very laid back. Yes. Although he does have a little bit of, like, he's not as confident as those other motherfuckers that are sending his shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that about him.
You like it because he's black and you like black.
Look at this guy. He's, no, but I mean, he's not like, I hate when they're, hey, how's everybody doing? Like,
Can you turn it up so that people can hear it?
I'm trying out some new things, just trying to spice up my life a little bit. You know, I went to a yoga class. I tried some vegan recipes. I made black women.
That's kind of, that's a good line.
Trying to spice up my life. I went to yoga class, tried some vegan recipes, and started dating black women.
And he's black.
Yeah. It's like weird stuff for a black guy to do. I guess.
I guess it's not a. It's a. I mean, here's the problem. Here, pause. We don't know how long he's been doing comedy.
We don't know anything about him.
We don't know how long. Like, if he's been doing it for fucking 15 years, well, then you know, step it up. But if he's been doing it for, you know, a year or two, you know, he's telling jokes. He's comfortable or awkwardly comfortable.
Yes, which.
Which in Toronto.
That she would have gotten a bad review, but we like it.
We like it. Go ahead.
So far, I'm actually lightly impressed. How about you?
Yeah. I'm impressed that he hasn't said anything about white people yet.
They always give me shit like, you never date black girls. That's not true. I don't have friends.
Oh, so
what do you say?
Because my friends are always giving me shit like, you never date black girls. That's not true. I don't have any friends.
I don't get it. That's not true.
His friends are telling him.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
It's like just like a ridiculous mislead that means nothing.
I did date a black girl though, one time, third grade. She was the love of my life, man. We had something special. You know what I'm saying? But she broke up with me after 4 days because she said I talked too white. And that never made sense to me. I don't know how you can like talk in colors unless you're like eating Skittles or some shit.
It's getting worse.
Oh,
he dated a girl in third grade, but what did that have to do with anything?
A black girl in third grade.
Yeah, he dated a black girl in third grade, but so is that saying, just like supposed to be funny because it was so long ago? Or?
Well, he said
she broke up with him
after 4 days. So that girl didn't really give a time. I'm going to say she didn't give a time. She was a third grade little stuck up bitch that didn't give him time. 4 days.
And also said he talked black.
No.
Or talked white.
Talked white. You don't. And then
his joke to that.
How do you
is,
talk in colors?
Unless you're eating Skittles.
All right. So
that's a clunker.
Yeah. We're not going to.
Okay, one more clunker and you're out. We're not watching anymore. We do the two and you're out rule.
No, three. We'll give them three.
And I wish I could have handled it a lot better. Like, I cried like a bitch, and then I went home, and my dad grounded me for crying like a bitch.
Wait, that's not the joke.
That is a joke.
No, you gotta keep going. That's not
the joke. He cried like, I'm just gonna keep him updated. They can't hear what is going on.
Okay.
He cried like a bitch. Then he went home and his dad grounded him for crying like a bitch. First of all.
Wait, hit pause. I mean, he's black, and how realistic is it that he went home and his dad was there?
Yeah, come on. Nobody's believing anything you're saying right now.
And I know her now, you know what I'm saying? We're cool. I'm not going to call her name out. You know, she might be in the crowd. But I wish I could go back and handle it a lot different. Like, just respond a little different. Like, oh, I talk white? Well, you smell like a future single stroke baby mother.
Whoa.
Clunker number two. He wants to go back and tell her, well, I talk white. You smell like a single
something baby mother.
Baby mother.
So.
Which I think he even got the wording mixed up on that.
Well, he's not, you know, he hasn't been around black people.
Yeah, this is. Gets a big laugh though.
Yeah, it's because white guilt.
White people are like
white people. I worked with a comic over the weekend, but he.
But why is that white guilt? That's like against black people. That's.
But any
like
time a black guy's on stage, white people will laugh no matter what they say because.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was working
with
a guy.
He's very light skinned. I don't know.
I worked with a comic over the weekend, and he was funny. He did a good job. He was from Philly, but he opens up. There's a lot of white people here. You know, yeah, so. I mean, how many black comics throughout history have opened up their shows? Wow, there's a lot of white. I'm the only chip in the cookie.
Well, if I the certain places that I play, I start off by, whoa, there's a lot of black people here.
No, you don't.
Oh yeah. Because there's.
Why you work? Where do you work? A motor vehicle?
If there's, if there's more than 20%, oh, I bring it up.
I did. I walked out after him. There was like four. I go, man, there's a lot of black people. That, and they killed because there was. It's ridiculous. Just do your material.
Well, I will say this. I understand what you're saying. I really do. But
it doesn't take what.
I don't know what it would be like to be on stage in front of a whole audience of people that are not.
Cunts.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it would be like. I really don't. So I can't say.
But I wouldn't walk. When I did black rooms, I don't think I walked down and go, oh.
Oh, you definitely commented that you were the only white guy. I guarantee you did. I guarantee that you did that.
I didn't pander.
I'm not saying you pandered. I'm just saying that I'm sure that if you were the only white guy in an all, I did a show once where I was the only white girl in an all black room. Because it was a club by my house, and I went there to see if I could get a spot. And
Mixed Nuts?
Yeah, Mixed Nuts. And they were like, I guess. And I remember it was like all the comics were going up, and it was really noisy. The audience was really noisy, and I remember saying to myself, don't comment on that. It's noisy. You know, just do your act. And I got up there, and it was just fucking silence. It was so quiet, and I go... I'm white. And then I got a laugh, and then I did it.
Well,
so I mean, I'm guilty of it too.
No,
you know?
When I go, there was times I go, I haven't seen this many black people since Mike Tyson and Don King were giving out free cheese or something. That's how I would do a joke
is
about
that,
it.
I don't even understand that. Is that something? I don't get it. Is that from the 70s or something?
I don't know when. That's when I used to do all black rooms in the, early
70s.
In the 90s. Early
the 90s.
And they used to give out free. Turkey. I said free turkeys. Or whatever it was they were giving out for free.
They gave out free food?
Yeah. Mike Tyson and Don King. They used to. Yeah. It was I think turkeys during the holidays.
Is this a real thing?
Yes. Look up free turkeys.
First of all, really black people are lining up to get a free turkey?
Yes. White people do it all the time still. When they go to the supermarket, you get a free turkey if you buy enough food. So they're doing it indirectly. They're still going to that supermarket all the time, spending their money, hoping to get their free turkey on Thanksgiving. So black people did it smarter. They just stood online, and a turkey was thrown off the truck, and they grabbed it and went home and had their free Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, my God.
Turkey.
It's like a third world country or something.
No, it's just
like handing out.
Well, you could get free government cheese back in the day.
Government cheese?
Yes, big blocks of it. Yes, in minority neighborhoods and whatever. My mother.
Why cheese?
I don't know. It was big blocks of government fucking cheese. My mother worked for the city, so she would come home with tons. We had so much fucking cheese in our house in the freezer, big blocks of it. It was throughout the country. They gave free government.
It's just bizarre food items. They don't make sense to me.
Free turkeys around Thanksgiving. They didn't get free turkeys out 4th of July. It was around
and avocados. Of course, there was the big avocado giveaway.
So
there was.
But my opening joke would be trashing black people or making fun if there was an all black room. I wouldn't
to
be.
To show you had some balls or
to
something?
To show I wasn't scared. I didn't give a fuck.
But it is weird, don't you think, that you would, like, I don't think as a black guy when he goes up on stage in front of all white people scared.
No. But a comic is always scared, is my stuff going to work with this audience? You're not scared. You're scared. You're going, am I going to sit up here and fucking
bomb? Yeah, but a black person might feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying there's a lot of white people here. It's been done a million times. Follow with something clever or don't even do it. Just come out, whatever. I can't tell anybody what to do. They learn over time.
Where are my white people at? It is a hacky wit. I mean, you've heard it thousands of times. Or the
last night.
What was it? What's the joke that they always?
What?
Not all of them.
What black comics say? Yeah, they're the only chip in the cookie.
Oh no! I was thinking like the auction one. How many times have you heard that?
I never. What? I feel like I'm at an auction.
Yeah.
No, I never heard that one.
Come on, really? I've heard that a million times.
You heard that from me, maybe? No.
No.
Go ahead. I don't know. Let's listen to it. So he's got two strikes already, right?
Yeah. Come on, Tavares. Pick it up. He has not taken his hand out of his pocket, by the way, the entire show. He came on stage. He took the mic out of the stand. He stood in that one spot.
Well, keeping your hand in your pocket like that is because you're nervous.
He's not.
A little nervous.
Right. But I'm just saying he has not moved.
I like
inch
that
on either side.
But I like that. I like a comic that just stands there. Oh, his hand's out of his pocket and he's feeling
his
bald head.
He's rubbing his bald head.
Back to his pocket.
Anybody on Tinder? I think that was an okay joke.
I'll swipe on every girl.
This isn't Tinder. He's not shallow.
Yeah.
He's not an asshole on Tinder. He swipes right on every girl if they're Asian.
Okay. Huh. Okay. What that here? Pause. What that joke did is gave you the opportunity for us to keep going.
Yes.
That joke is not. It's not tearing the house down, but it.
He's doing these little setup jokes, but then he's not paying it off. Like, this joke is good to set up a bit about Tinder.
Yes.
Now he should go into a Tinder bit. But I bet he's going to move on to another. Like, he's just doing setup jokes, in my opinion.
But, you know, I'm finding as I get older, you know, I'm starting to like a different kind of woman. Like, usually I'm attracted to, you know, those girls that hang out with those, like, controversially named Milwaukee bars.
Okay, so he's saying he likes a different kind of woman now that he's older, girls that hang out.
He's already off Tinder already?
He's off Tinder. He did a Tinder setup joke.
So Tinder, so no, he's not even in Tinder.
Not in Tinder anymore.
He's older. Now, he's older.
He's it's like cut to 17 years later.
He's older.
He's older.
In 2 seconds, he got older. And, oh, God, this is, what's his, this
because
is.
Because the funny thing about this is that, like, what, Tinder came out, what, like a year ago?
It hasn't been around that long.
But in the time Tinder came out,
he grew.
He's really matured.
Enough. He hangs out at bars with those alternative names. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he likes the girls that hang out at Milwaukee bars with the alternative names. We're going to hear some now. The third one, I'm going to guess, is funny.
What? Right.
Like what?
Dicks.
Dicks, okay.
Uglies.
Cunts, Jews.
See, that's him trying to be edgy.
Yeah.
But it's not edgy.
That's a clunker.
Oh, let's hear the end of the bit. And then
that's the end of the bit, I guarantee you.
I'm starting to like those like late 30s, early 40s women, you know, the cougar type age.
He likes cougars, late 30s, early 40s.
That's a cougar? Late 30s is a cougar?
Well, to him, he's probably.
Fuck.
He's probably like 23 or 24.
To me, late 30s is a young piece of ass.
But they're amazing, man. They are truly amazing. Like, they're on their like second or third divorce.
They're on their second or third divorce. What else?
Do you say snack?
I think he said they got good snacks in their house.
That's Florentine's bit.
It is?
Well, he doesn't know it, but Florentine does a bit. You know, I like dating single moms because there's always, you know, divorces, there's always good snacks when they have kids.
Because I was going to say, that's his best joke, and it's buried.
All right, here's the deal. All right. I'm done with him. Here's the good points.
Okay. Tavares Smith, everybody.
Go to YouTube and watch this video that we just saw if you'd like.
Not terrible. I say my final assessment is he's got potential. We're going to be seeing and hearing from him soon. And he is writing jokes.
Yes.
So
That's a good thing. He wasn't pandering.
No, he wasn't just running around.
Like what were you going to say? Like black comics do? He wasn't just running around like what, black comics? That's what you're basically
saying. No. I'm saying last night we saw some comics that were running around that weren't black comics.
Who? The guy before me last night? He wasn't running around.
No, he's good.
He is funny, but God, does he have energy. Holy fuck. Shit. I had to sit down there. I can't follow that energy. I mean, I would have sat down anyhow, but still, he was fucking killing. He's a good comic. He's not bad. Who was running around last night?
So I had to follow
Jay Farrow
did a fucking half an hour.
Very energetic. Very energetic. You know, and does impressions and does jokes. And the black people loved him. And the white people did too. But black people were standing at some point. Okay, there was one.
And he had people like singing songs.
He's a very energetic.
And now please figures. Someone nobody gives a shit about, Bonnie McFarlane.
But you killed after it. You crushed.
No, I don't think I did, but thank you.
You did very well.
Saying that.
So this kid, listen, he's on the right path, right?
Yes, I agree.
You're on the right path. Find your voice. He's bouncing. I mean, I bounce around too, so.
Do you feel like you're giving him a nicer review because you got a...
No, because he didn't... he did tell jokes. He did stand there like a comic... like he was doing the Tonight Show.
He's got the right
something.
Presence.
Standing, looking, doing material. Okay? It's not fucking, I mean, you know.
He's got to get a little deeper. Those jokes are setups to other, should be deeper.
You've heard it all. You've heard Tinder. You've heard Cougars. You've heard Baby's Mama. Everything you've said there, you pretty much heard. Okay, you did put a little twist on stuff. But you have to find your voice, you know.
What's an interesting take that you have on something?
I do stuff that has been heard. If I do a thing on banks, which a lot of people don't do bank material, but
no, you're right.
So you know, but if you look at, there was a time when airlines. We got time. There was a time when airlines were hacky, and then. They're just such scumbags that you have to talk about them.
And then 9/11 made them
relevant. Well, it made them relevant when it came to terrorism and material. Now they're relevant because they're just such scumbags and gougers that you have to talk about how fucking horrible they are. So you know, so everything goes in a.
It's cyclical.
You know, it comes and it goes. And, you know, there's things I don't like that comics will do. You know, like if they come up and talk about kids, like I don't have kids, but they'll talk, you know, my brother's kid. I don't know. It just.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like if you're going to talk about stuff you haven't, that you're really not connected. You know what I mean? It's like, well, my friend went through a divorce and divorce. Well, you didn't go through the divorce, so shut the fuck up. Weddings. Have you ever been married? No, shut up. I mean, but
oh,
then
you
I'm
can't
wrong.
Just
to,
talk
no,
about stuff. You.
No, that's true. That's what I like. I said what I like is or is what people, you know, when I would watch Patrice stuff he experienced or he, you know what I mean or comics. That's what I like. Okay, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But I do not.
But to think of a premise in which you're going to have a new take on something is hard to do. That's the hardest part, probably, is trying to figure out how to have an interesting perspective on something. But then to take that interesting perspective, sell it to the audience, and put jokes in it. I mean, that's like, it's hard. It takes a lot of. That's why it takes a long time for comedians to get good.
You just don't want the audience to see the punchline coming or be able to say the punchline before you say it.
You have an interesting premise that you lay out, and then it's just like they're like mm-hmm. Like because there's also like that added thing of like it has to be funny. It's like there's so many things.
Well, yeah, the premise is interesting, but you got to close it out with
something.
Or
you could
funny.
Have something funny, but it doesn't mean anything. Nobody cares. Like, gets a laugh, but it's like,
I don't know.
It's not interesting.
Who cares
anymore?
Anymore?
Everyone.
Who cares? Just keep up to what you're doing. 18-year-old reviewer, why are you playing with your tits out? Let me suck your tits.
Stop.
You just took them out. That means you want them sucked.
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
You took your tits out. Anybody takes their
Richard
tits
Ross
out.
Richard Ross is lying. Richard Ross is lying.
Anybody takes their tits
he
out,
said
watch
before
them suck.
He lies on the podcast, clearly.
No, I swear to God, she took her tits out. Do it. Let me see them again.
Stop.
They're so fucking... That CrossFit is helping your tits. Let me see.
Stop.
You're a pig. No. I hope your parents are listening.
I guarantee they're not.
I hope somebody is. Where's my money in Toronto? Send me my money.
Toronto.
Where's
send us our money.
Where's our money?
Rob guy who booked us there, he was funny. Did you see him?
He went on before me.
He's really funny.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say his last name.
Maylox? I call him Maylox after he was a nice guy. He was a good guy. The guy before him went on. I just walked in the room for 1 second. All I heard was cunt or this or that. You know, new comics don't. There's no reason to be completely filthy if you're new. Nobody wants to see.
Well,
that
you're just getting laughs on.
You know,
you're probably not. Yeah, it's probably not an interesting premise.
They
want to
be.
You're just getting laughs.
They want to pretend that you're so edgy and so fucking.
Right.
You know, look at me. You know, it's just fucking headliners on the road don't want to follow that shit. They
right.
don't. You know, you're not. I'm not saying don't be fucking edgy in a brilliant way, but just you think because
always
one word,
be brilliant, man.
You
always
think one
be
word
brilliant.
Or you know or that it's nobody wants to see it, especially the headliner and the 18-year-old writer.
All right. Well, that
concludes.
We only
did 38 minutes.
That's enough. So,
no,
not
it isn't.
We don't always have
you gotta
to do.
You got to do 45. You can't
do
30.
I don't have anything else.
You can't keep cutting back.
I don't have anything
this week
else.
I'm in North Carolina at the Laughing Gas Comedy Club in Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem Thursday and Friday.
Sunday night I'm in Pompton Plains with Artie Lang and... who am I there with?
I don't know. Bob Levy.
I don't know who else.
Artie Lang. I wonder how... And this Sunday I'm in Clayton, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. And I wonder how I'm getting paid from them. I got to make sure I'm getting paid there, too. Nobody
mm-hmm.
wants to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pay you. They always want to... I'm doing a door deal Sunday, so don't think
I paid off all my credit cards.
Not me. I opened up new credit cards. I didn't
you
do
should.
That.
You should open up a credit card and then put your transfer and then not pay any what do you call it? Interest on it.
Wait, put my what?
There's credit cards you can get that like, oh, don't pay any interest for 22 months or something.
Yeah.
And then you transfer whatever balance you have, and then it's like an interest-free loan for a while. And they pay it off that way.
Oh.
That's how I do it.
Oh.
No interest.
Don't they know you're doing that?
Yeah, they that's what they want you to do, because they want you... That's the incentive for you to take your balance and put it on their credit card. Then hopefully you won't pay it off, and then they'll start making the money on your money.
Oh, which one is
So I'm sure Discover Card usually has it. There's lots of cards. Just go Google, you know, cards with the, you know, it's like 18 months, 12 months. I think one has 22 months.
Interest-free? No.
Yeah.
No way.
Maybe not on new purchases, but on balance, on transfers.
Oh.
Telling you, save yourself some money. This is Money Talk with Bonnie McFarlane.
That's the first time you ever gave me a money tip.
Last time I paid off all my credit cards.
That must have been a fucking good feeling, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I owe like $10,000 on a credit card.
It's then you should definitely do it.
I'm going to look into it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look into it. Or maybe I'll let you do the research.
And put $500 every month on it and you'll be done.
No, I won't.
20 months.
And don't use it at all.
Don't use it. Just.
But then I'll be using the one I transfer all the money, and that'll raise up again.
Well, just don't use your just use your bank card.
Not to buy. Oh.
For everything. That's how I use my bank card.
Oh, why are you making a face like I like you're stunned? The stunned face.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, if you have to like in Toronto, I had to, you know, put money. I had to buy the flight and the hotel, and this guy's going to pay me back. It'll just go back into my account, and then I won't have to pay I won't have to pay interest on it because I'll pay it off right away. But not if the guy doesn't.
I bet if you look at your email. What if you turn this off in your email and you already got? Let's see if he emailed us our money because he said there's a way. He didn't have American checks.
And also, I emailed you $2,000.
Yes, you still owe me $1,000, and we're good to go.
I thought I owed
two or two. Guess what? I didn't get. God. Well, no money. Should I email him? Where's our money?
This is what we do now on our podcast. We do some light counting.
Bill collecting and accounting. All right. Well, we could wrap this one up. I think people have learned. Yeah.
If you fucking don't pay us, we will email you. Don't fuck with us.
Don't fuck with us, right? Is that
you want to get emailed?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
I'm going to write him back. Where's my money?
And I'm writing for Rich. Where's his money? So we're saving email time. Where's our money?
This goes for Rich, too. I go, that money coming? This goes for Rich, too.
That's good. Look, you could hear Bonnie emailing. Folks, come on. Tell me, how many podcasts do you hear people emailing other people? This is at a whole nother level of podcasting.
It's not a lot. Like, we really let you into our lives. I'm going to clean out the fridge next podcast. You'll hear what that's like. I mean, else do you see everyday shit going down? Okay.
I don't know.
This is real fucking life.
I don't know. I think Tom and Christina do real stuff.
Don't you dare.
I'm starting to become.
Every Tuesday night, you can see me on that show, True TV's How to Be a Grown Up. Okay.
I'm
I did Larry Wilmore on Monday.
You're right. Thank you for that.
Thank you for what?
Reminded me to email them and ask who the fuck is not.
Who's blocking
you? Who's blocking me from doing a show that's my wheelhouse.
And I would also put in the subject line, first white comic on Def Jam.
Why would I put that?
Just letting you know, grew up in a black neighborhood. Just put some points in there.
29 years sober.
That doesn't have anything to do with the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that...
It's black and white issues.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
You don't put a black host on just to talk about politics.
Well, folks, listen, as I said, this weekend, Laughing Gas Comedy Club, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, their two-year anniversary, and Sunday, Comedy Zone Clayton.
Sunday, I'm in Pompton Plains.
All right.
With Artie Lang. Go to jjcomedy.com, something like that.
It's a benefit. Another one of Bob Levy's fucking...
Yeah, some breast cancer benefit. Bobby Levy. All right, thanks everybody.
See you later, kids. We're out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.